Ksuvas, Perak Aleph, Mishnah Beis. Besula, Ksuvasa, Masayimik. A Besula's Ksuva is 200 Zuz. The Almana, Mana. And an Almana is one Mana, which is 100 Zuz. Besula, Almana, Grusha, Vichalutza, Mina Erisin. A Besula, that's an Almana. Or the Besula is a Grusha. Or the Besula is a Chalutza from Erisin. Meaning, she was Mekadish somebody, but she never went under the Chuppah. And since she never went under the chuppah, this woman, either her husband died, or she divorced him, or did chalitza, and now she married somebody else. What is this other person chayiv to give her as far as his ksuva? So also the Mishnah tells us, ksuva son masayim, also 200. She's a besula. There's no reason to assume that she had bia with anybody. She's only mekadesh them. V'yesh lahen tainis psulim. And this second husband, nobody else had bia with her, he could have the tainis psulim, like we had in the first Mishnah. Meaning, tainis psulim is that the second husband could come and say that he didn't find her psula, and it's a mekach tos, and he does not want to give her back her ksuva, that she should lose her ksuva, because he married her assuming that she was a psula. Now, why is he believed? Gemara says, because a person will not make a whole gansa wedding only to come out and lie and not have to give her a ksuva. If he really wanted to save that money, he would have divorced her beforehand. Hagiyoras vashvuya vashivcha. A gioris, or a woman that was taken captive by Nachrim, by Goyim, by Shivcha, and also Shivcha Knanis, Sheniftu. This is going on the Shvuya, the one that was taken captive, Vishenishkairu, or the gioris converted, Vishenishtachru, or the Shivcha was freed. All these cases, Pchusas mibnoi shalashan v'yamechad, if they were girls that were less than 3 years old, Ksuvas and Masayim. The Ksuva is 200 Zuz. Why? Because even though we assume that somebody had bia with her, because she was with a goyim for a period of time, nevertheless, since she's less than 3, the psulim come back, like we've said, and therefore we assume that she had a psulim, v'yesh lahen tainis psulim. And therefore her husband that marries her can have the tainis psulim if he doesn't find it, and she would lose her ksuva. Now it's interesting, Tosfos Yontif brings his Rebbe, the Maral, that says that the order of Gioris, Shvuya, and Shivcha doesn't match with the order of Niftu, Shneskayru, Shneshtacheru. And that's because in Derech HaChashivus, the Gioris would be first, because she was Nichnas Tachas Kanfei Ashchina, and then afterwards a Shvuya, and at the end a Shivcha, because she's on the lowest level of Kal Yisrael. However, the Maral points out that the second part of the Mishnah that says what happened to them, there also it's an order of the Chashivus of what's the greatest mitzvah. So the greatest mitzvah would obviously be to free a woman that's held captive. So that's why it says sheniftu first, and then it says sheniskayru, because we don't look to be megayer somebody, but if they come, then we're megayer them. And then sheneshtacheru, and the shivcha that became free. That's the lowest level of chashivas of what needs to be done. That's why it switches around the order to make sheniftu the first.